Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are coming tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo. Definitely, you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them, where we enjoy speaking about all things fun, exciting, pop culture, healthy living. Basically, let's figure out how to live life to the fullest and then make it happen. All right, you guys, we've got a fun-filled evening. It's going to be so much entertainment going on, so definitely stick around, put your feet up, get your cup of joe, maybe get ready to play some freestyle online and listen to T'Angelo as we have just so much fun. Tonight, we have a few interesting topics. We're definitely going to discuss Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon's newborn twins. Yes, they had their children last week, so we'll talk about that. And also, I'll make a small mention probably about Rihanna's new single called S&M, some interesting lyrics in that song, so we'll go through that. And kind of the question of, do you think the song is too much? Okay, so when we arrive there, we'll get into that. Also, inside the Celebrity Hub, we have First Lady Michelle Obama, looking at her in a whole new light these days. And also, we'll do a snippet tidbit on the royal wedding. All right, you guys. And then we're going to discuss baby day, you know, the aftermath. I will share with you how the day went for me. It was so overwhelming, but we'll get into that. Also, we have our political friend Courtney Smith calling in, who will be here to discuss with us the termination of Bin Laden. Yes, major right there. And if we do get a chance and we have extra time, I'm going to share my thoughts and give you some ideas in regards to Mother's Day gifts, what we think would be good and what would work. Okay, but all that will not go without, of course, the fun and the artist, the fun, exciting, fun guy, G-Webb. Yes, I have the music artist G-Webb, our special guest for this evening, who's going to come out and share with us what he does and his musical talents. Of course, we'll be playing that this evening as well. So definitely, let's have fun. Let's enjoy each other, and let's take a break. And when we return, we'll find out what the Cannons named their newborn baby twins. Alrighty, guys, we'll be back after this.
Let's go.
I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on.
Hey, 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 hold on.
Sexy swag, go. Sexy big, go. Sexy shoes, sexy jeans, sexy swag. I flash stole, I take a look, my Gucci bag. Prada on my back. I got my sexy tag from. So call me Big Mitch, run it like Scarface. Who's one of my dick? Niggas one of my face. I swear, bitch, I ain't gonna fuck your problem. Money in the bank, I'm higher like a Big Ben. So where to hear from? I go there so hard. English not my language, but I got it so far. Girl, you better say game over, 'cause I'm the man, call me Larry Over. Oh, I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on. Oh, I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag.
Oh.
Romeo with his track entitled Sexy Swagger. So anyhow, you guys, good evening. Thank you for hanging out with me this evening. And we are going to have a blast. I'm so excited for this next topic being Baby Day. Yes, you have heard so much about a pre-show before as it came up. We had a handful of the honorees on this show, and now you get to hear about how it went. Well, it was great. It was awesome. We had such a great time. Let's go through a little laundry list of how it went down, okay? So, to start off with, in the beginning of the day, I start off with, you know, pulling myself together, rubbing the sleepy out of your eye, and I turn on my radio to hear one of my new favorite songs, Moment for Life by Nicki Minaj, which, you know, the girl Cardi B so graciously played in honor of me last week. And I knew then that the day was going to be great. I mean, turn the radio on and booyah, favorite song. I'm like, this is going to be great. I'm really looking forward to, you know, this production. Because as you may or may not be aware, I not only was honored for my work as a choreographer, but then I also was a part of the team who put the event together. So it was just a great event for me in two different lights. Anyhow, moving on. So then I happened to post on Facebook, of course, you know, the day is going off great. I can't wait to get started, you guys, and I'm so excited. And the most exciting part is I'll be able to see my mother. And people hit me back with the most beautiful messages on Facebook. I mean, it was so great. And I'm going to say thank you to everyone for your support. I mean, the messages were so thoughtful that they almost brought a tear to my eye. A tear to my eye. But anyhow, we kept it pushing. I went out and got a bunch of bags of ice and went over and got some balloons. Well, the balloons never really saw the venue too much because they happened to fly up. They flew away while I was in the parking lot trying to get my car. How horrible. I was distraught. But I had no time to cry at that time because it didn't want. So got inside. We had some great student volunteers who put in all the extra hoofs that we needed to get it going. We did the setup and then went off and got the VIP room hooked up. All of a sudden, I look up, I've been walking through the parking lot, and guess who's sitting there? The EOTM media team. Yes, the ladies showed up and showed out. It was awesome, looking sexy and all that they do. So when the video comes out, y'all have to check it out. But after seeing them, I went off to go get dressed, hit up the VIP reception. The VIP reception had good food, and then finally the show was underway. And, I mean, as the show got started, it was just some great talent who performed. Things were good, you know, and it was kind of just getting started. I was still backstage, and then I started to leave to go sit down. And there I saw the leading lady in my life. Mama, And my bestie, a.k.a. wifey, that was, they were walking in, so they caught the very beginning of the show. They were running a little late because of Los Angeles traffic. But they came in, we sat down, and it was great. It was awesome. I'm so grateful to have them there. That was my, like, my favorite spot right there. Also, I mentioned that the choreographer and awesome cool cat by the name of Shane Sparks came out. Shane Sparks is most recognized, probably physically, from being a judge on Best Dance Crew. And then also the homie CeeLo came out and, you know, represent. And you guys know CeeLo, he's the one who made the song, I Wish I Was a Little Bit Taller, I Wish I Was a Ball, I Wish I Had a... Well, anyhow, they definitely came out. And a handful of other people, it was great. It was pretty funny, too. Not CeeLo. I'm sorry, you guys. CeeLo. My apologies. I was misquoted there. Thank you, guys. My bad. Oops. Sorry, it's great. Woo-woo. I hope that you remember. I'm trying to book him on the show. Okay. So, anyhow, pushing it through, the tributes were, I had a great tribute done to me, but at the pull this memory to a close, I'll say the most memorable moment would have to have been where I all of a sudden, unknowing to most people, performed in a dance tribute to Shane Sparks. It was so awesome for me because it was random, it was freestyle, and so we just had a total freestyle moment like they do on this show, Best Dance Crew, where you have to dance, kind of like a dance for your life situation, and it was some great talent from what I hear on stage. My back was to the audience, and I had this big old coat on, so no one even knew I was up there because I had a hoodie with a hat on, facing away from the audience while everybody else danced. And I stood there for like 3 minutes, just getting my biz right. All of a sudden, I bust out into this crazy freestyle. From what I hear, it went over very well. By the sounds of it, Shane seemed to enjoy it. The audience seemed to enjoy it. I got good reviews, and I was excited. So that was my favorite part. So that's kind of the whole day in a nutshell, you guys, but it was awesome. I had so much fun. In the end, my body was just completely, like, done. I couldn't move or anything. I wanted to go out that night and hang out with everybody, but it just couldn't happen. I was like, come on. But I came home to change clothes and unload some of the stuff out of my car, and it didn't work out. So now, you guys, damn, I just really, really wish you were there.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Hey, you guys, welcome back. This is your boy, T'Angelo, with Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. So a little celebrity hub. Well, lastly, we talked about Beyonce and her new dance track entitled Move Your Body. Well, and also I mentioned that it was in conjunction with Michelle Obama's campaign for, like, healthy living for children. Okay, well, Miss Michelle Obama is in the news this week because she was dancing and getting her boogie on to the new Beyonce dance track. And you will so have to check it out. It's on my Facebook page. Now, just to give you a little insert on what I was looking at here, when I found this piece, I was like, Michelle Obama dancing with Beyonce, what's this about? And with the inspiration of Michelle Obama, Beyonce has done it again. Got the new dance craze going with Move Your Body. And it's awesome because it's for the children. It's really trendy. It's really fun. And I'll have to say it's also very pedestrian friendly, which means anyone can learn the choreography. It's not a situation where you're trying to learn, what's a song, Single Ladies, you run around your house, which also went over very well. But any old person can learn the choreography from Move Your Body. It's very user-friendly, very two-step-esque. It has some, you know, a little Latino flavor. It has little Jamaican little moves in it. And then just some everyday grooving stuff. And it's something to keep your heart going. So anyhow, Michelle Obama was doing a choreography as she attended an event at a school where the students were performing it on stage, and she stood next to the stage and pretty much did the entire piece. She did, like, all the choreography to it. It was so cute and so much fun to see her do it. So I would say definitely a chance to check it out. You can go to facebook.com/tangelo and check out the video. It was great. So on to other news. The Cannon children. Mariah Carey went to the wrong ward when she went into labor the day of her delivery. Why so? Because her husband, Nick Cannon, was so nervous that he actually pulled her into the wrong part of the hospital. So the hero star came, the hero star came a first-time mom when she gave birth to her baby twins, a little boy and a little girl, in a hospital here in Los Angeles, which also happened to be the couple's fourth wedding anniversary. But again, as I mentioned, the birth did not go as planned because they ended up in a little funky place. Anyhow, so Nick Cannon was nervous, as we mentioned, and Mariah Carey was completely calm when the spokespersons told people that Mariah Carey thought it was another soft labor and Nick was driving her to the hospital, and she was very calm and the music was blasting. And just so you guys know, she had been to the hospital a couple times by this point, and there were false alarms. So anyhow, when they walked into the hospital, Cannon was going the wrong way to the nurse, and to one of the nurses redirected him to the maternity ward. And then he says, this whole day was like an episode out of Lucy. And then they laughed. I mean, you guys have seen the episode of Lucy, I Love Lucy show when little Ricky was born. It is just so much slapstick comedy there. So I can imagine they had a blast with this. Anyhow, as the bizarre idea that Mariah had at the time of her birth coincided with the anniversary that they had. And so Mariah Carey goes on to say, not even I could have planned such a perfect birth. And matter of fact, Nick Cannon was just on The Talk, which is a TV show recently, discussing the day of the children were born and all that jazz. And he was just saying how it was crazy and how they always renewed their vows. Mariah and Nick renewed their vows every year, just as a celebration of their love for their anniversary. And this year, the gift that she gave him was something he could never outdo because she gave him their children. So, I'll have to agree with Nick on that one. I mean, out of all the things you can give this young lady, I don't know if you're going to actually top the children. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do, but birthing a child or something close to it, don't really foresee that happening, but good luck with that anyway. So, and lastly, on this whole topic, let's discuss what did the new mom and dad name the children? Well, the boy is going to be named, oh my God, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, hold on. Okay. Oh, I was saying it all day earlier, you guys, and now I'm stuck. Okay, really quickly. So the daughter named, I got her name. The daughter is going to be Monroe Cannon. And and the son's going to be Moroccan Scott. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. I was doing it earlier. But anyhow, so baby Moroccan, whom we hope, Moroccan is actually Moroccan Scott. His name derives from one of the designers who designed one of the top levels of Mariah Carey's apartment in her New York home. And the name Scott actually comes from Nick Cannon's, is his middle name, as well as his grandmother's maiden name. So it has, you know, a little bit of heritage there. And that's how the little homie got his name. And then Monroe Cannon, the daughter, received her name from Marilyn Monroe, one of Mariah Carey's inspirations as she grew up. And Monroe doesn't have a middle name, as Mariah Carey does not have a middle name. So there you have it. The couples went ahead and had their baby. So congratulations, Nick and Mariah. And also, you guys, if you happen to be on Twitter, you can definitely check out some of their tweets. A lot of wonderful people hit them up, Nicki Minaj and a few of the other friends, you know, they tweet about it. Isn't it awesome? You can just like get direct comments to the celebrities these days. It's pretty new. But anyhow, okay, you guys, so hang out for a second. We're going to be right back and get into some of this Bin Laden termination and things and whatnot, and have our homie Courtney Smith call in. So stick around. We'll be right back after this. your hands in the air, air. All right, you guys, I'm just joking. I was over here having fun. So anyhow, you're still tuned in to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. This is your boy, T'Angelo. And now we're going to discuss some of the political things going on. And, of course, the topic of discussion would have to be the termination of Mr. Bin Laden. So let's everyone go ahead and say good evening, Courtney Smith. Good evening, Courtney Smith. Hey, Courtney,
good
you there, buddy?
I am.
How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you seem to be good. So actually, you and I were talking the evening all this took place. You had called me to let me know what happened. So I was at home actually on a business call when you called. What were your first thoughts when you heard the news?
Excited, ecstatic. I can't believe we actually called somebody that we are actually after. It took us 10 years, but we finally did it. So.
I know, right?
Uh-huh.
We had a goal in America, and we actually achieved it. That's awesome. Okay, so talk to us. What do we want to know? Because we have the whole, they're talking about the whole pictures not coming out. We're talking about where he was, how they did it. What can you shed? How can you shed some light on this topic?
Okay, well, it's been 4 years in the planning, so it's not just a spare the moment thing. But the president did say that he did have actionable intelligence to go after Osama bin Laden. He said he wouldn't have ordered it unless he was sure that Osama bin Laden was located in this $1.6 million mansion. Well, I won't call it a mansion. It's a compound, actually.
Right.
A glorified fort, I would call it.
Okay.
But the president said he had actionable intelligence to go after Osama bin Laden, and he sent in the Navy SEALs to go in and take care of it. The president and the security team watched it live as it was happening. And so some of the reactions, some people doubting that the president and the government actually caught Osama bin Laden, you know, conspiracy theorists unite. But if you look at the video, definitely you see the president's face, you see Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's face, and you know that something went down. But the overall look at him not releasing the photos, his reasoning is terrific. But again, as conspiracy theories comes up, they're saying that he never happened. They buried him too fast and things like that. But again, I would still say that we got him. And it was a great day. It was a great day in the United States. Some of the information that they pulled from the actual compound was a number of hard drives, a number of flash drives, 4 computers and things like that. So hopefully we get. Hopefully we get a lot of intel from that can bring down the Al-Qaeda network as a whole. But, I mean, we can't stop terrorism at all fronts, but if we can get rid of one of the major cells, we'd be a step in the right direction.
Right. Well, what we're going to do, Ashley, because then also now after all the hoopla, of course, President has to go ahead and speak to the people. What would you say was one of the, I guess, strongest points of his speech?
I would say the first part of his speech when he discussed that we actually got him, that we had to hear that from the president. Like, we heard it on the news, but we had to hear it from the president. And then the last part of his speech, he said that justice was served. He said the families from 9/11, we lost 3,000 people, and justice was served. So I think those are the strongest points of his speech. Middle part of the speech, what to me was also strong, was when he talked about the actionable intelligence and how long it took to plan and get this operation to where it was successful and a success rate. And looking at some of the blogs and some of the media outlets, that there was a number of people inside the compound as well. There was along with Osama bin Laden, 2 other people were also killed, and Osama bin Laden's wife was wounded in the leg. So,
yeah, I heard about that.
But the But they also, then some people are concerned that the president ordered the killing of an unarmed man, but he wasn't technically unarmed. In his hands, he wasn't armed, but in the room that they killed him in, he had two AK-47s in the room that they didn't go after him. He could have killed Navy SEALs. But I think in the scheme of things, this is a very, very successful operation. We've tried different operations similar to this in the past, and they have not been successful. I will say we tried in the 60s. We're going to call it the invasion of the Bay of Pigs, but really it was a plan to get rid of Fidel Castro, which was unsuccessful. We tried this in Iran in the late 70s. We tried to go in there and kill the leader of Iran. We also tried to do it in Libya in the 90s with Clinton. So I mean, out of all these attempts, this was the most successful attempt to eliminate a terrorist. Let's not forget he was a terrorist that masterminded 9/11.
Let's play. I have a little snippet here we're going to play from the Obama speech, and I want you to hang out for a second so we can discuss what he's going to say. And for all the audience listeners who haven't heard the speech from Obama, here's a small snippet of like the 10-minute speech he gave. Go ahead and listen to this.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. On nights like this one, we can say to those families who have lost loved ones to Al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done.
Wow. Yep, that's what he said. And you guys just know that this is such a small snippet of all that he said. Like Courtney mentioned, he did talk about the families of 9/11. He talked about a lot of wonderful things in that speech. So overall from the speech, would you have applauded it, or what would you rate the speech? Successful?
I will rate it, in the scheme of speeches, an 8.5, because he's done better. But in under the circumstances, it was a terrific speech. It was short and to the point, which it needed to be.
I agree.
For the nation, I don't think it needed to be drawn out and long, but it was straight into the point. But if you really, with the circumstances, it's a great speech because it closed a chapter in American history for a number of individuals. The entire nation. The case is officially closed against Osama bin Laden. The district attorney in New York, Lower Manhattan, closed the judge granted the dismissal charges against Osama bin Laden because he was killed. So the case is officially closed.
Well, I would go on. I want to just mention also what I thought was really cool about the speech was how he really made it a point to credit people and really point out the Americans who did their part, who go unnamed. He also talked about the people who, seem to be forgotten, the 9/11 people who were affected. He also went on to say, the people that we don't see, the families sitting at dinner without their family member across the table anymore. And I was like, wow, that was, that was a good thought, because some people don't think to do that, And so I thought that was pretty cool. Now, question for you is, for those people who don't necessarily think that Obama should get all these accolades for being so intelligent, because there are, of course, the folks out there who have a different opinion on the sitch, what do you say? He didn't really know. He kind of stumbled upon something.
I disagree with that. The president has to use judgment and courage and an intellect to make these decisions to run a nation. And he's provided the information. The president could have dismissed the information clearly, and we would have missed his opportunity. So
Pearl Harbor.
The information exactly. Matter of fact, if you think about presidents dismissing information, the president before 9/11, there was a lot of information that was dismissed, which caused
Matter of fact, he even mentioned Bush in his speech.
Yeah. Well, it was, I mean, it was, you know, the first person he called after it happened was President Bush. So.
Really?
Yes. So that's who he called first. So, I definitely agree that the President Bush had a major impact on it because, I mean, he set up the surveillance in the Homeland Security, the defense budget, the CIA budget, and things like that we operated under for the past 4 years. So I agree
we'll
that the president,
discuss Homeland.
The president
said Homeland Security.
The president did, in fact, do more than we actually realized. I mean, it's just, I mean, being given the information is just half of it. Making that decision to go and order an assassination of somebody is the hardest decision any president has to make. It's not just easy. It's still hard, you know. I would have rather seen him brought to justice. So I would like to have seen a trial and him executed by the justice
system. That'd have been... The rhetoric that comes with that just seems ridiculous. We're not going to admit anything. He's not going to say anything. That would have taken up all our TV time. I don't watch a lot of television, but I just feel like daytime TV would have been completely overdone. In the world of media, I would have had to talk about that for 3 and 4 weeks, months, years. I hear what you're saying, but I can say I'm uninterested.
There was some talk about that some individuals from the ICATA cell was tortured to get the information that ultimately led to the demise of Osama bin Laden. And some people applauded that effort. But let me reiterate that the United States do not stand for torture, has never been a country of torture, but we have, in fact, tortured people to get information, but we do not stand for torture. And in the world, we need to be above reproach when we're talking about other nations and their use of torture and scare tactics to get information from folks.
I got a couple of questions before you go. First question, to or not to show the pictures, your thoughts?
I agree with the pictures should not have been shown. As a conspiracy theorist, I think we should see the pictures, but I understand and support the decision to not show the pictures because we don't want to incite riots and attacks because people who worship and believe in Osama bin Laden may not believe that he's actually dead, you know, and that they keep going strong. So if they don't attack it, like, he's not dead. They're okay, but they see photos of him being him dead and him being killed. Then that would incite riots and incite people to want to attack the United States at a quicker pace than what they're trying to plan now.
Okay, and then now also with them being dead, his nation, are they going to stop or do you think they're going to keep going? He's only one man. He had his voice, but he had followers.
I think ICATA is going to be there. New leaders will form. We knocked out number two a long time ago. Almost 7 years ago, we knocked out number two, his number two guy. But, I mean, you know, he's one man, but it's an organization. You know what I'm saying? When in the 1960s, when President Kennedy was assassinated, that did not bring down our nation. So I don't think that the ICATA network is so strong that I think it will go on, but I do agree that it's weakened because their figurehead is gone, but there will be another figurehead at some point in time.
Okay, well, wonderful, Courtney. Well, this has been quite insightful. I have a little bit more understanding on this, and I will say I too enjoyed Mr. President's speech. So, well, wonderful, Kim. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
And anything else we should be looking out for now in the next couple of days?
I would say look out for the 2012 Republican presidential debate that's actually happening as we speak. It's on Fox.
Okay.
So check your local listing.
I definitely will do. And next time we have you on, we'll discuss more about that. So you can tell me who I should be voting for. Or why
not
I should vote for them. What's the positive and negatives. All righty. Until next time.
Have a good night.
To you as well.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye. All righty, you guys. Bin Laden. It wasn't. We're out. We'll be right back, you guys. Stick around. What it do? This your boy T'Angelo, and you are definitely tuned in to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. Well, you guys, we just have Courtney Smith on as we're discussing the termination of Mr. Bin Laden. And so if you have any thoughts, we'd love to hear about them. Give us a call, 718-664-6543. Again, that was 718-664-6543. So as I was discussing having callers called in, my girl Carla was just like, I have some thoughts. And so she has done a few interviews on this topic herself this week. So I'm going to go ahead and have my girl Carla B, hey, come to the radio, come to the show and give us some more insight or her insight on the topic. Carla, are you near? I guess she's not near. Let's see.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hey, Angela. great show so far. Great show. I just wanted to, I can't really talk long because I don't want to interfere with the background noise where I'm at, but I was listening to Courtney, and his views were definitely, you know, one-sided. But I guess, you know, he's an Obama supporter, so it's geared towards that way. So,
okay.
But he kind of rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. But, you know, the thoughts and opinions of him is, or anyone else with EOTM does not necessarily reflect anyone else. So I'm cool with that. But my thoughts in regards to it is that, number one, I was, first of all, when we found out that Osama bin Laden was dead, I turned on the television and I just saw thousands and thousands of United States citizens in the streets taking pictures on the front covers of, like, the New York Post and Washington Post and Pakistan Times. The United States citizens were cheering a man's death. And to me, that's not American. That's not what the United States was founded upon. And so I was definitely taken aback, and I was actually feeling like I was, you know, I had read Revelations and prophecies, and it was, I read the Left Behind series of books, and it was just, all of that was just coming to, I'm like, oh my God, it's kind of scary. But my thing is that I am a conspiracy theorist as well, and, you know, I'm not one of those, you know, crazy ones or whatever. I know there's some out there. But my thing is this, I just, I have questions on certain things. I don't take everything that the mainstream media and the president say as bond. I have questions, and if there's discrepancies, I like to point those out. And there's always motives, counter-motives, cover-ups, and counter-cover-ups in the government. So I just try to point certain things out. My thing was...
So do you think Bin Laden is not dead?
Well, no, I believe he's dead. You know, back in 2001, Fox News reported that Osama bin Laden was dead. Back then, I believe Osama bin Laden has been dead for a very long time. If you Google Osama bin Laden death in 2001, you see all the reports on it. It basically said how he died actually peacefully from complications of a lung disease that wasn't taken care of. My thing is this. My thing is this, that, okay, if president is saying that military forces killed him and then killed Osama bin Laden just on Monday or Sunday night in an airstrike, then why couldn't they show pictures? Because they can't tell us that, well, they can't tell me that they didn't want to show any pictures because they didn't want people to be upset about the pictures. Because I remember just years ago when Saddam Hussein, they hung him, his pictures were leaked all over the internet, and they blasted his pictures as well as his son killed on television, all over.
Right.
So you telling me you can there were terrorists as well, you can blast their pictures out, but you can't put out the number one main wanted dead or alive terrorist in the world, and you couldn't even let people know that he died. And then they said that they cremated him that day and buried him at sea. That's kind of crazy. And then also, really quickly, I'm going to go ahead and get off your show, but also, and all of this is happening right after Obama relaunched his election bid. So he nabs bin Laden in the main kickoff campaign, and, you know, after he didn't finally release his birth certificate. So I'm saying that my opinion is that Osama bin Laden has been dead for quite some time. My thing is I want people to really think and ask questions. Don't take what mainstream media is saying and just go as bond. But that's what a lot of people are doing. Just so you know, T'Angelo, I voted for Obama. I voted for him. I actually had an office in Atlanta, and I opened up my office for his, you know, the party to come and basically use my office, use my phone lines and stuff. So, you know, at the very, you know, I mean, I supported him from the first time he gave his first big speech at the Democratic convention in Illinois those years ago. So anyway, that's my take on it.
Your voice has changed.
Say that again?
I said, so your voice has slightly changed.
Oh, can you hear me? Oh, yeah.
No, I said your voice.
It is slightly. The thing is this, Obama, he is the president, but he doesn't control, he's a puppet. he's a puppet. He's a puppet, plain and simple, in my opinion. He's just doing what he's told. You know, anybody who, you know, I don't know if you noticed this, but most presidents, when they go into office, most of them aren't gray. At least Obama wasn't. What? How many years into it that he's gray, all gray now, almost?
Right.
He's really stretched. I'm really still for him. But I don't know who I'll vote for in 2012. Hey, I don't know. I think I'm liking Donald Trump, is all I'm saying.
Well, we definitely have to get ready for that, because 2012 is merely a moment and a half away.
Yes, so it is.
Cool.
Yes,
well,
it
thank you so much, Carla, for giving
Angela.
Us the other side of things. We do appreciate that, because we want to keep
problem.
It safe and informative.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All righty, Ma, that's what's up. So if you were listening, that was Carla B giving her take on the whole scheme of things. And just the other side, you know, where Courtney Smith is for it. Carla is not necessarily for it, as more want to be more of an independent thought. Like, let me look into this myself. She probably wants to go down there to archive and walk into the conference, let her see what's really going on, move some of this dust around and see what's going on up in here. Anyhow, you guys, it's so much fun. So, let's go. So anyhow, let's go ahead and just move into a little bit more of something else, okay? So let's check with you guys. Let's get into this. Yeah. All righty now. So I mentioned earlier the royal wedding. And if you are a follower of this, then you've seen all that they had to report on it. Well, I'm not a major royal wedding kind of guy, so I didn't get much on this. I mean, granted, for my listeners, I could have, but I didn't. So anyhow, because I'm not all into this, I didn't have much to say about it. But I did hear one thing that I thought was really interesting that I wanted to share. It's this thing I want to share with you about this beer. Yeah, check this out, okay? So there was a royal beer. Mm-hmm. A royal beer. You guys, during the royal season, everything from vomit bags to hydro candy was certainly there. There was no shortage of strange royal wedding memorabilia. But so far, it's possible nothing has come out that will make the queen blush, like the Scottish brewing company BrewDog introducing their new beer. Known for their eccentric brews, BrewDog has announced a creation made specifically for the royal wedding. It is called Royal Fertility Performance. And it's an India Pale Ale containing a few interesting things. Two of the ingredients being chocolate, aphrodisiac, and Viagra. Yeah. Okay, so listen to this. There was only about 1,000 bottles made of this. It was a limited edition beer available through BrewDog's website. And it cost, I think, about $17 a bottle. Okay, so with 3 bottles of this beer, it would give you the same effect as 1 Viagra pill. The preparation could add up to be a pretty penny. But the label of the bottle was decorated with phrases like "Celebrate Big Willie style" and "Arise, Prince Willie." I thought it was just funny that I was like, a beer with Viagra? So pretty much, you guys, you get to get your drink on, get your buzz on, and the dude gets an erection you all night. I was like, that could be the worst thing ever, because enough people already having sexual issues because of drinking. And now we're going to go ahead and throw alcohol in the mix. This could really get dangerous. So anyhow, you guys, I just thought that was a little something funny to share with you guys. BrewDog even went as far as to send Prince William his own bottle, and that was according to Metro UK. So I'm sure he had a blast. Anyhow, you guys, we're going to take a moment and check out some of the sounds of my special guest, G-Web. And then when we return, we'll be able to speak with G-Web. So stick around. We'll be back after this. Thank you.
question, but it sounds like you hate this. That's what you fool, you never gonna learn. That's what the bird, people like you, I gotta kick to the curb. I can get you a record deal. I can get you a box deal.
Going on. You guys are currently tuned into Love Dash between them. I'm sorry. You guys, I'm in here tripping because I was about to like get up and get something to drink on that last musical break. And I looked down and it was a freaking spider by my desk. I was going to have a heart attack. And it was looking at me and then it waved. And I was like, why are you waving at me? He said, because if you come over here, I'm going to get you, sucker.
Wow. That's because it's a G-Web. That's my fan right there that just crawled up on your leg.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't even know him like that. Like I don't even know him like that. OMG. So anyway, you guys, you are currently still tuned in to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. This is your boy, T'Angelo. Okay, so let's get into this. You just listened to, you've actually heard the voice of Mr. G. Webb, and let me go ahead and give him a proper introduction really quickly so you'll know a little about my homie here. So, G. Webb has some awesome lyrics, you guys. You want to check out his music as he has just an awesome array of sounds. His lyrics will make your inner, it will wake up your inner spirit. With his own experiences and unique lyrics, it helps to visualize his story and also how there is hope, okay? And someone's life can have a positive turnout. This makes him feel as if his music has reached out to people and made a difference. Living through life and being a part of such
poverty at times and homelessness, you want to find out where your voice is. And G-Web definitely has done so with his. In a market that currently stars for good music that influences positive choices and positive decisions, as well as make one feel good about themselves, this is where G-Web comes in to shine light on an area that can be considered dark. The backbone of G-Web style is the productive made by LJ, and it has been shaped and molded to G-Web's storyline. Producer LJ quotes, G-Web is a very hard worker and with determination and a goal. So let's go ahead and without further ado, bring the goal-oriented lyricist to Love Dance and the Hate Queen. Oh, wow, they love you. They love you.
That's one of my producers, the new producer that I'm working with, too, now, as well as my boy Spy Dog 200X of Lightside Music Records. And we have new production now. That those two songs, one of the songs you'll be hearing tonight, as far as the one which is called Talking, you just heard, that's from the production of my boy Spy Dog 200X at LSM Records.
So speaking of Just Talking, tell us a bit about that song. Where'd that come from?
Well, you know, I know there's a lot of questions that are asked in the industry about, you know, like, well, you know, what would you tell somebody out in the streets or someone who wants to get into the business or whatever have you not. My situation was when I first started, I started about 6.5 years ago, and I'm on my this is my third album as far as street album. We're working on a commercial album right now, but that particular song was just about everything that I've gone through from start to where I'm at now, about how the struggles, the chaos, the backstabbing, the backbiting, that I can do this for you, I can do that for you, and I'm going to do this for you, and I'm going to do that for you, and then you go and you try to give people an opportunity to do so, and you try to give your whole heart, your whole spirit, and your whole love, and your passion, and who you are as a person, and unfortunately, things don't always go your way.
Right.
So
yeah, that is a regular practice in the industry.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I just that song was a personal song to me. It was just it's not to doubt on or dwell upon anything negative to the industry. I mean, we all know that we are lacking some positivity out there, and I just wanted to be an artist. I actually, me myself, in a nutshell, I've grown up in a very, very hostile environment as a kid, and I come from a really, you would call a broken home or whatever, whatnot. But all the negativity that I had in my life, to my mom, Molly Fleischer, right now, and my dad, they got separated when I was about, my teens, and in a nutshell, I just had a lot of negativity in my life. I've witnessed a lot of things, and I didn't want to be one of those cats out there when I got into music to have to express that in a negative way. I wanted to show people, you know what, even though you've gone through that, you can still come out of it and you can still do a positive thing with your life and still show others instead of staying in that. You know, how can you help them to get out of it?
How do you move forward? That's what's up. Okay, so now we're talking about the past, and you actually kind of went where I wanted to go, which is 6 years ago. What were you doing before music?
Before music, I was working at a car wash. I used to just vacuum cars and stuff like that, and I was working at Labor Ready and agencies and
agencies,
just kind of like doing temporary work and stuff.
And how do you make the decision to transition out of that into your passion?
Well, what happened was I found out that I was having my first daughter, Destiny Webb, and I was working at a temp agency, and I knew I couldn't survive off that, so I ended up becoming a Class A truck driver within a few weeks, finding out that she was going to be, on the way. And then with him being a truck driver, it was just crazy because I never did music before that. I just used to do poetry. So someone had told me, hey, man, you need to do something with this. And they turned me on to, which was LJ, the producer that you had read about earlier. He got me on the road. He taught me, he shaped and molded me and got me into doing the right formatting for my first album, which is Hell's Most Wanted. And he just got me going for the next level, which I believe was when I met Spy Dog 200X, which is also on the line with me too, my producer now, and my label, Lightside Music Records.
Yo, what's happening?
It was a crazy transition. How that, you know, from being a temp to being a driver to now all of a sudden I'm making a rap album, you know, and just crazy. I have a big story. You don't have enough time.
It seems like it. But we're gonna squeeze it all in. Okay, so we have the producer. I can't say all the acronyms that you gave me for Spy Lyric LD. I just couldn't get it all. I was trying to remember what you said. Can we introduce him again, please?
Sure, absolutely.
No, it's me. Okay. I'm chilling. This Spy Dog 200X at Lightside Music. You know, Lightside Music Records is what I'm is the label.
Now, I got Spy Dog. What's the latter half of that?
Oh, actually, 200X was just like, it's just like 200 times, you know, just 200. Like, actually, it's the year 2000 and beyond. So I just put an X instead of just like
okay.
the years all the way through. So I just added those two together.
What threw me was all I could, and I knew I was going to say it wrong, because all I could hear in my head was P90X. The workout video.
Spy Dog is pretty much just, it's cool enough, you know what I mean? The 200X part is just like, you know, it's just to be distinctive between the other spies
like,
that are out there, you know. But
no relation
to Snoop Dogg. Hey, no relation to Snoop Dogg, so if Snoop Dogg tried to sue us, we sorry.
Now, Snoop is cool. I was at the house with Snoop yesterday. He cool. He heard about y'all. He liked the music. Actually, I'm lying. I haven't talked to Snoop.
Oh, man. Appreciate it, man. You
But okay, so let's talk about this. So now we have your new, I think we had, so your first album was Lightside, right? Well, that's a new album.
Yeah, the new, that's the album that we have out currently right now, which is Lightside. Yeah, that's our street album.
Okay, so what can I look forward to with this album? Let me hear from Spy Dog real quick. So as you approach this project, Spy Dog, what were you looking to achieve?
Well, I was looking to achieve as him coming to actually coming to the label was to actually bring him to another level from where he was at. So the production, since he came from, you know, doing the street stuff, I just put him on a higher level dealing with the street stuff, as you know, him coming with wanting to do from his background and allowing him to open up his mind with his lyrics and just let him get on the mic and just, you know, bust whatever he feels, both hook and verses. So the production that I provided for him actually took him to a different level and helped expand his mind. And I just kept going from there and there. I just kept tossing more tracks and more tracks, and he just kept saying, give me that, let me get that, let me get that. I got something for that, I got something for that. So him, he's actually, by listening to this album, listening to this record, there's different styles of, you know, there's the positive side and then there's the negative side. There's stuff that you can, you know, you can actually think about as the person is checking it out. And you get a different feel and different vibe on the different aspects of his music.
Of it. Okay, now, you,
right,
now how much time have you two spent working together? Before the album,
actually,
kind of figure, was it a cool mix for you two getting together, or was it kind of difficult?
No, actually, it wasn't difficult at all. I mean, from my point of view, from my history of what I've been through, I was pretty much went through a lot of what he went through as an artist, and a lot more. So, a lot of a lot of me actually came out into production. So when I met him, we just clicked together, and all he had to do was just like, he liked what I did. So I said, look, man, here, blam. Wham.
And
just
you
jumped
from there.
Okay, now we've been working together for a little over 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it's a little over 2 years that I've actually been working with them on it. Exactly.
Okay, so that's what's up. Now, G-Web, you seem to have a liking for tattoos. How many do you have?
Jesus.
right.
I have like, I'd say I probably have about close to 40.
Okay, and then this is my next question that I ask people who is into this type of expression. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I've been done for actually the one that's on the Light Side album, the one that says Revelation 1:18. That was actually my that was my last one. That right there is that's a personal. That was if I was gonna put one more last one, I wanted to make sure that it was gonna be effective for me for what I do. And I'm a firm believer. I know a lot of people don't give you that liberty to say what you believe in, man. But I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ, man. And but that's my belief. And it's not for every, you know, it may not reach everyone or be for everyone, but that's who I believe in. And I wanted to put a statement that, you know, that's actually my mic arm, that Revelation. So when I put it up, if you see it when it's up and I'm busted on stage,
mm-hmm.
you see the cross. So,
well, yeah,
you know, it's basically.
About that.
Yeah, you know, and I might jump over your next questions. I'm sorry, I have a bad habit of doing that.
Oh no, I'm really great at controlling the conversation. Don't worry about it. You're gonna be all right. So,
okay.
Now your look, you do not look approachable.
Well, have you
okay,
pissed me
was,
off?
Right. Well, see, what happens here is because, and just so you guys know, listeners, G-Web and I actually attended the same event once when I did the Easy birthday party about a month ago. And just for you guys to know, the new Easy video is up online. Go to EOMTV.com, check out the red carpet. But Mr. G-Web did not make it to the red carpet, so I didn't get the opportunity. So we've just been digital
yes.
friends for the last month and a half.
Yes, sir.
So I haven't had a chance to see you, but all the pictures I have, I was like, I don't think I'm going to walk up to him and say hello because I don't think he wants to talk to me.
No. You know what? I'm actually I'm one of the most humblest people that you'll ever meet in your life, man. You know, I stand for a universal one love, man. That's what I stand for. And me and my mom, we talked about it for a minute, man. And she's like, you know, son, you know, not everyone is a believer in what you believe, man. So you got to show that you're universal, and you got to come and approach the people so that way they don't just, you know, shoot you down like right out the sky, you know. And I represent a universal one love. And you
well,
know
I,
what?
Yeah.
We from the whole Osama bin Laden thing, I heard the whole show, by the way. It was a great topic. I definitely wanted to jump in it, man, because I know a lot about politics myself because I always follow politics. And oh, absolutely,
no,
man. I mean, you're going to be a realist rapper. Well, I'm a reality rapper, so you got to know what's going on and what's cracking in the hood and what's going around the world. If you're going to speak about it, you got to be about it.
Exactly, yeah.
And
yeah,
so, but I do like to do fun music too. Our new album, which is called On the Rise, is coming out. We're going to have it probably the beginning of the year of 2012. God willing, we still around. so that's what's going on with that, man. And we have a EP that we're doing. It's a 3-track, which is called Hellraiser. That's coming out before the end of summer. And so we definitely get together and, you know, talk about that later. I got some tracks I'll send to you later. We want to do another radio thing when we can. But I'm very interested. You know, I in fact, there was a caller that you had. And you know what? I was so on the right understanding going back to that situation because I don't want to just – I know we're doing something here with me. But I did want to put out, you know what, when I saw America celebrating the death of a person, you know what, no matter what he did, man, you know, spiritually inside of me, I really felt
mm-hmm.
bad, man. And I was like, I really – you know, that I mean, maybe someone gets what they deserve or whatever, whatnot. But I mean, I just felt like, you know what, we are human, we are beings. Imagine if someone was, you know, throwing up their nation flag if I died. You know, I mean, I just couldn't imagine.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm not gonna debate about it or whatever, whatnot. I just feel that we are
that's
America, man, and we do live here, and we need to show one love, man. We need to stick together and just show a love. There's a lot of dying people across the world that don't have what we have. They don't have internet. They don't even have food. They don't have nothing. And here we are. We live, you know, we're in the land flowing of milk and honey, and we have everything that we could ever need. We can go right down the street and get, you know, some eggs and bread. These people they just starve to death. You know, so
right.
I that's where I come from, man. That's where I come from. That's the type of mentality I have. And I love people, man. They piss me off a lot. A lot of people piss me off, trust and believe. But just like anyone, you know, I'm a soldier and I struggle with it and I go through it. And not everything with me and my label has always been pickles and, you know, or peanut butter and jelly. But that's with anybody. If I were to sit here and lie and say that we've always had a perfect this, I'd be a liar because ain't no one
right.
perfect.
Everything has its pros and cons.
Exactly. You know, but unfortunately, I've had a lot more cons than pros in the music. I've had a lot of cons that were bad, that hurt you, like where you just don't want to do this no more. But I also have a drive and a spirit inside of me that says, do not stop. You keep going.
You know what?
Don't let no one tell you nothing.
Is that part right there, which is the title of my show, I know it seems abstract, but the theme, love, dance, and the hate between them, is the word dance
right.
An acronym. So for you, it'd be love, music, and hate between them, because it's about that hate that comes with the entrepreneurship, the goals and the dreams of achieving, you know, that ultimate space. And so you are pretty much living the title of the show. That sounds about right. We're going to take a left here for a second. You mentioned a child. You have a family.
I have three children now. I have three daughters. I have Destiny Webb, Desiree Webb, and Dominique Webb, and I have my wife, beautiful wife. Her name is Jacqueline Webb, and they've all had my support and my back since the beginning. My wife is the one that financially has took the burden for the last almost 6.5-7 years, and we could have had a home by now, just to be real with it. And but she took a step of faith and said, you know what? I know you're going to do it someday. I don't care if I'm 40, 50. You know, she's not 40 or 50, but, you know, I mean, she's young.
Mm-hmm.
And but at the same time, she said, you know what, if this is your spirit, if this is your passion, this is your love, I stand firm with you, and we've gone through so much war and so much hell that, there's so many stories I could tell you guys about, just from the little to the biggest, but at the same time, we're still here, we still have the bills paid. We still have the kids in private school. Got the best education. We got fridge full of food. We got we got a little bit of money in the bank.
Everything's going well for you. How do you balance it? How do you balance the music? Because music can be very, very demanding. It wants your time. It needs your energy. How are you able to balance fatherhood and being an artist?
You know what's crazy? Because I'll be sitting here writing songs, and like my kids, they chained down in the basement right now because no, I'm just kidding. My kids they'll be at the door like ba ba ba, daddy, let me in. You know, so I told my wife, I said, take them out of here down the street for a walk. But my kids,
wow.
My children, man, I'll tell you what, I'll be writing songs. And they'll be jumping out. I've written songs with my kids on my shoulders, one hanging off the leg, the other one's on my right hand, and I have to rewrite the whole thing because the pen's all over the place.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You just deal with it, man. It is what it is. They're your children.
Sure.
My wife tells me all the time, well, you wanted to have kids, and I'll be like, ooh, that's not right.
That's funny.
So I just deal with it, I deal with it, and you know what, man? I wouldn't trade in my children or my faith for not all the money in the world or I wouldn't forever, man.
Now,
I mean, they're all my world, man.
Everyone always
they're,
says they're,
these people, my family is my heaven
away.
On earth. Yes,
always,
man, my children,
children,
my wife. Yes,
I don't know. I don't
family.
Have any children, but sometimes I just really I got wonderful nieces and nephews, and they're awesome. My sisters have great kids. I love them dearly. But I just feel like that one that you could just trade in. If you could trade in just one, you saying you wouldn't do. I mean, just one. You got three. You could let go of one.
Man, I wouldn't. Hey, bro, on everything I love, if God came down right now or someone came down with it and said, listen, you got three children, I want one of them, what's the price? I would be like, man, there ain't no price, man. You know what? That my family is my heaven on earth, man, because, you know, I know the world is hellified. It's full of hellish things that go on. There's a lot of bad, but you know what? The little good that we do get, man, we got to cherish it, we got to embrace it, we got to love it, and we just got to thank the higher man up above for another day, man, and for another day of breath to see my little children's eyeballs in the morning, man, take them to school and just, you know, be able to hug my wife again when she come home from work and make music, man, make music and put some positivity out in this negative world, bro. That's
yeah, we just trying to make good music, man, for the people, man. That's the whole deal. We just want to make good music, happy music for the people out there so they can enjoy and be uplifted, you know, in every genre and every era, because that's what we do. So when you hear the new album, it's going to be a real big surprise for a lot of people out there.
That's going to be awesome. We got to look forward to that. Now, I have a few callers calling in. They asked me want to go ahead and speak with you guys. So first, I'm going to go ahead and welcome Vic to the show. Vic, what's up?
Hey, yo, what's up, Webb? How you guys doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Mr. That's my boy, Assassin.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, you know I'm gonna call in. I wanna ask you, brother. You know I've always been a fan, dog, of that, you know, that little bit of gangster style music that you've done in the past, and I just wanted to ask you, brother, because I know you're doing some things, and you know, what kind of style you gonna be putting out pretty soon, bro? What kind of genre of music you think, or what kind of genre of people you gonna be trying to be hit with the new style of music that you're doing, dog?
Man, I'll tell you what, man, that's a good question. I actually, I was going to save that plug for towards the end of the interview, but I have a buddy of mine by the name of TC. His name is Todd Colazzo, and we're going to be doing some stuff with him, man. I started a three-track demo EP with him, and he's at a Rancho Cucamonga, man. This dude has worked with some of the best. He's worked with T-Bone. He's affiliated with POD. As far as when it comes down to the gospel side, this dude is
right
just
on.
With it, man. And actually, my boy that just called in right now, man, he's the one who actually connected me to him. You know, so we're working on some stuff, man. And that's the three songs for which is called Hellraiser. That's what's
right
going to set us up for the new album, which we're coming out under Lightside Music, which is also called On the Rise. So it was good that everyone's working hand in hand.
Yeah.
It's a lot of love, man. And my boy Assassin also has an album out there called The Headhunter, man. You guys got to look at it. He's at www.headhuntingmusic.com. And you got to go ahead and, man, show him some love and visit his site, man. He's got a banging album.
No, most definitely. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. And you know what? I'm looking forward to the new stuff. I know it's going to be hot. You know, you always deliver. And, you know, people are all just anxious and waiting for you, dog.
I appreciate it, my brother. And to answer that question, the three-track EP that we are doing is very upbeat, hardcore. T'Angelo, you see my style, the way I look, that's the way the lyrics are going to be, and that's the way the energy of the music's going to be. That's all I can say.
Right on. Do I have time for one more question?
Really quick, a quick question.
Okay, quick question. Out of all the songs you've ever done with, which is the one that's been the most closest and dearest to your heart out of all the ones you've done, man? If you could pick one.
If I had to pick one, you know what? I'll tell you what. One of my favorite songs is off my old album. It's called Keep It Real.
Keep It Real is going to be one of G-Web's favorite songs. I'm going to check that one out, too. So we got another caller calling in. Let's go ahead and check out Miss Samantha. Samantha, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, good evening, Ma. Welcome to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them.
Good evening. How are you? I have a question for G-Web. G-Web, I used to follow you when you were going with SOD in Orange County.
I couldn't hear you. I'm so sorry. What happened?
No, it's okay. No worries. I used to follow with you when you used to go around with the SOD crew when I was still living in California.
You did?
But I had a question for you. Do you know if you guys are going to, if you're going to ever eventually travel and do a concert in the East Coast?
You know what, I tell you what, we tried that before, and unfortunately some traveling situations happened where we got snowed in, and they were able to make it, though. Yeah, it was unfortunate, but we were on our way to do an East Coast tour, and unfortunately we had to turn back because the road to go home was actually the one that was open, and we still had to travel up a big mountain full of snow and everything. But you know what? I wouldn't mind if we could ever, because I know they do a lot of stuff, the SOG crew. And some of my cats out there, man, are doing their thing. I've been knowing them for some years now, and we've done a lot of stuff together. And my boy Battle Axe, I'm pretty sure he's turning the show right now.
Isn't it?
What's that?
Revolutionary is my brother.
Yeah. Well, Revolutionary is, I tell you what, I talked to him
we talked to him that night at the show, man. Remember
yeah, he was at a show just Highlands. Recently with us over at the Highlands nightclub, and he had a great time.
I
know
also,
you good, man. I didn't even know who was it. That's what's going on.
Nothing, just drama. Just came in front.
T'Angelo, this girl is a faithful fan of mine, man. She's awesome. It was you and your boyfriend, right?
No, it was my ex. It's my ex-husband now.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh.
he got physical towards me and everything, so.
I did not hear about that. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'll email you. I'll let you know what's up. Don't even trip. But also, do you have any CDs in stores, like your new one? And if so, where?
Yeah, the light side one, we actually, it's in 10 selected 7-Eleven stores, and the closest store where you would be at would be over in the city of Whittier. And it's off of Greenleaf and Painter, and you can find a couple of my albums in that particular store around your area.
Yeah, if not, you can go also on iTunes and download.
Yeah,
what's going on,
D'Angelo?
Molly, you know someone named Molly?
Oh, Molly, that's my mom.
Why do I know that, though? Like, why did I already know that?
You guys,
because she's crazy.
Well, let's go ahead and welcome G Wells' mother to the show. Say hello.
Hello.
How you doing, G Wells' mom?
What's going on, mom?
Hi, baby. Hello, D'Angelo. I just want to thank you for having these two great characters on your show.
Thank you. They're great.
You know what? This is really awesome because these two guys, they work their tails off for this positive movement that hopefully is coming. I mean, that's just one of my hugest prayers is that, you know, with their spirits connected to this new album, with their old album. I mean, it's so positive, they can't go anywhere else but up.
Right.
And I'm
so
proud of my son. And, of course, to Mr. Spy Dog. And we won't connect that with Snoop Dogg.
We won't connect it.
I said, and we won't connect that with Snoop Dogg.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We definitely, I'm sure he's so grateful for the support. That is awesome to have your family to have your back like that. That is really cool.
We're very family oriented, and you know, my mom has been one of my biggest supporters since I was born.
Number one fan.
You know, football. Me and my mom have been through a lot of stuff, man. I'm trying to tell you,
we have a story
behind us. We've gone through a lot of. We've went from women's shelters to. I mean, I can't. We don't
actually,
have enough time,
son,
man.
Actually, son, you need to save it for a song.
What's that?
I said, actually, you need to save it for a song. And you know, really, the crazy thing about Greg is everything that he experienced growing up. And me dragging him from these crazy situations, he came out this positive. Unbelievable. Seriously,
I know that is awesome.
I'm so proud of my son.
Thanks, mom. Hey, D'Angelo, I just want to. I don't know how much time you're going to have me on for, man. But I wanted
to
throw some shout-outs,
man. Yeah, go ahead. We're rolling to a close.
I want to throw a shout out first off to my label, Lightside Music Records, man, and my boy Spy Dog 200X. We've had issues, but you know, we've learned as brothers and what we believe in spirituality, man, that we had to squash it and we had to move on and keep the battle going. To my boy, Mr. Vincent, aka Assassin the Headhunter, he's had my back. He's actually, you know, helped me more than a lot of people that. You know, I mean, me and him, we're like brothers, man, so we always get into it, man. But, you know, at the same time, you know, he just tries to spread love on me, man. I want to thank him for that, man. And
Man, we got to thank a girl, too, man.
LSM is included, She-Ho Orb, which also is 2WJD clothing line. You can go to 2WJDclothingline.com or clothing.com. Or 2WJD.com, and you can find all her stuff that she's doing. She's got a major clothing line going on. It's crazy. And but I want to give the SOG crew a shout out too, because I know they're listening. I know Battle Axe is listening. Man, me and him have been through war and back, and I know he's still always at my back. And I know we haven't been able to work with each other for a while now. But you know, I know God will open up a door for us to do so again in the future. And I also want to give my boy Todd Collazo a shout out, man. TC for TC Beats. He's working on an awesome 3-track EP while my boys from Lightside are engineering the album for On the Rise. But yeah, man, you know, get your Lightside album, man, at lightsidemusic.com. It's on Rhapsody, it's on iTunes, it's on Napster, it's on CD Baby, it's all over the world. It's on Japan, top 10 Japan.
It's everywhere you want to be.
Hey, you just go on the net. Google up Web and Lifestyle, man. It pops up, T'Angelo. And I want to give a shout-out to T'Angelo for allowing me to come on. It was his beautiful radio show tonight and just put it down. And I was just blessed to be, you know, to just be a part of what you do and what you talk about, man. And I hope to be a part of it in the future again for the new music coming out, man. Look out for G-Web, L-Razor, and also G-Web on the ride.
Appreciate it.
That's what's up. Well, you guys, we're going to go ahead. I want to say thank you also, G-Well, for being on this evening. It's been great. And we definitely have to get together soon. I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here so I can play your next track. I'm going to play. We're going to be Coast to Coast. We're going to close out with that tonight. But
okay.
Thank you for coming out. We appreciate you. And
thank you,
time.
Man. We appreciate you.
Okay. You guys have a good night.
Thank you, Mr. D'Angelo. Hey, God bless you, man, and you stay up. And like I said, man, everyone that's listening to this, you know, if you can, man, just for who you are inside and for all the good that you have, man, all the negativity, you know, just squash that, man. Think about the positive things, man, and stand for a universal one love, man, and you watch where your life goes. G-Web out. Peace.
Bye, dog. Out. 2000X. Peace.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? This is your boy, T'Angelo. If you're just tuning in, you guys have missed a great interview we just did with G-Web and his producer, Spy Dog, and we had his mom call in some listeners. It was awesome. Before that, we had our girl, Carla B., giving us her thoughts on the political situation with Obama. We had Courtney Smith. We had T'Angelo with the Royal. It's been a great night. So if you happen to miss anything, play it back. You definitely got to play it back. You guys, I'm going to go ahead and cut it short and get up out of here. But before I leave, we are going to play the wonderful sounds of G-Web with his next track being Coast to Coast, okay? So definitely tune in next week on Thursday, 8 p.m. here on EOTM Radio, where we keep the fresh and hot every day. And with all that being said and done, I'm your boy T'Angelo, and I leave you with this. Remember to dance as though no one is watching. Just live. You have a good night.